drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
Did you hire a car service out of New York?
Yeah.
That's what you did, didn't it? Well, that's a damn limo. Now, it may not be one of those tricked out limos with the chasing disco lights, but it's a limo.
We're not taking a limo to the dead, all right?
Yeah. Rons, don't a lot of people hire car services to go to the dead?
I'm telling you.
See, you know what, Rons? You're exactly right, because it's already started.
Yes.
Where it's over.
And this will be his last stand.
It's become too big of a beating for him that he can't make the road trip and walk to the show. And
so he's got to hire us. He's got to hire a car service.
So now we got to sit down, close. We got to have a limo service.
And I've got to have reserved seating, please.
Okay, when's the last time that I've sat further than 10 rows at widescreen?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about this and how you put this little thing together. This little dead jigsaw puzzle and the way you put it together.
Hey, it's a big trip for me, and I want to do it right, okay?
Because it's your last one.
Well, you know what? Doing it right is not doing it luxurious. Doing it right is doing it like everybody else does.
You gotta do it with the people, man.
And you're selling those peanut butter and pot sandwiches and beads and everything else. That's how you send it.
Yeah, and it's all still off the pigs and everything.
Peanut butter and pot. You want a peanut butter and pot sandwich, man?
Well, I don't know what they sell, but I mean, I've heard they sell that kind of crap out in the parking lot. And that's how they finance going to the next show. You finance it by cashing a paycheck.
When you roll up in your big stretch limo, none of those kids are going to have any gray poupon. When you roll your window down.
It's The Hard Line. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing? Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Kick it.
The Hard Line.
3:26 is the time. 26 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Friday. And today, we emanate live from Duke's.
Where?
Duke's.
Poop.
I just read some bad news.
What?
Did you already read this? Little nugget? Did you already talk about it?
About what? What was it?
No.
What are you talking about?
Yet.
Okay.
What is
Duke's is located in Addison at Beltline Road and Midway, and we will be here until 7 o'clock tonight with the presentation. Duke's is a wonderful, fun place, a place that we've been to numerous times before, and we always have a great time here. There are always a generous array of girls with implants walking around.
It's really a terrific place to kick off your weekend. You know, today's Friday.
I guess that's what we're doing here today.
Friday happy hour? Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
Right.
Great.
The sign up there says it's Addison's longest happy hour. I'm assuming that's what HH stands for. So,
come out and happy hour with us.
Right. Come out and take advantage of Addison's longest happy hour, which, as things turn out, has been going on for 4 hours already.
Wow. What a happy hour. I used to work at a bar where happy hour every day, 7 days a week, was 4 to 8. Every day, 4 to 8. 3-for-1 drinks.
Where?
A place called Players, a place called the Daily Double.
I remember the Daily Double.
3-for-1. You go in there and say you wanted a nice bourbon and Coke. You got 3 shots of bourbon in a pint mason jar.
And that, you just dispensed of it how you wanted to? Could you order 3 Cokes along with it?
No, you just it was one drink.
One drink.
So you'd get like 3 shots.
I thought you meant they just gave you the shots.
No. You'd get 3 shots in there, and then you'd fill it up with Coke or whatever. Or if you ordered like a Colorado Bulldog, it was 3 shots of Kahlua, 3 shots of vodka, and the rest of the mix in a quart mason.
For $2?
I don't even think it was that. I think it was like $1.50 or so. Or if you wanted a beer, like the beer, you'd get a quart of beer for like 50 cents.
Boy, that's when drinking was drinking.
Oh, man.
You know, they stopped all that mess when I was in college.
Yeah. And then they started trying to get around it because you couldn't have like 2-for-1.
Right.
And so everybody went 2-in-1. And you got 2 shots of liquor in one drink. And then they, TABC, shut that down. But, yeah, when I worked at the Daily Double, 7 days a week, 4 to 8, was happy hour. And by 6 o'clock, I mean, there were people in there drunk and dancing.
And, like, about passed out.
Yeah.
We used to go to a place down in Cowtown when I was in college.
Where at?
Oh, God. I've told you this story before, and I know you know the bar. I can't remember the name of it.
Cowtown USA or
no? And I'm
PRs.
No, we used to go to PRs, and we used to go to Filthy McNasty's.
I used to bartend there.
And there was another place down there. But anyway, it was
Big River.
Yes, on Wednesday nights, it was $5 to get in, and then any coin, any drink. So we would just scrounge up $5, however we could, and then you drink till you're vomit.
Hey, when I first started bartending, when I very first started at Spencer's Palace, when it was disco, you paid your cover charge to get in, which was like $3, which was like ridiculous. And we opened up at 8 o'clock. And from 8 to 9:30, it was free drinks. But you had to have a cup. So when you paid your $3, they'd give you a cup. You know, a plastic cup. And that's what you had to have. We didn't have any glassware. And if you lost the cup, then you had to pay another cover charge to get another one. And I used to love it when those idiots would come up there and there'd be 1,000 people in there already. In the first 10 minutes, we'd have 1,000 people in there. And they'd come up to me and, like, take that last drink and pow, put that cup down. Another bourbon and Coke. And I never missed a beat. I would just take it and rake it right in the trash can and just keep going. Hey, that's my cup. I'm like, yeah, you got to go get another one now, pal. You got to go get another one.
Did you ever participate in any of those shenanigans of just crazy drink specials, or were you always in bands and stuff?
I was always in bands and stuff.
See, that's why you're socially retarded. You never gave yourself a chance to be socially unretarded.
I'm not socially retarded.
Sure you are.
Or maybe he's the smart one.
Would you like to ask me that same question?
Danny, is Mike socially retarded?
Or did you ever partake in that, Danny?
What do you think? We used to go to trash disco night at Detour because it was like 50-cent drinks.
50 cents.
Oh, I used to. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite nights to work was Rundy and Spencer's Palace when it was 10-cent beer, 25-cent mixed drinks. So 10-cent beer. So for 50 cents, you could get a quart of beer.
Run DMC.
Or for $2, you could get 8 shots of liquor in a quart mason. 8 shots for $2. And people just used to get annihilated.
Yeah.
Just annihilated.
Our big night was Wednesday and Thursday, because Thursday night in college, we'd go to Filthy McNasty's, because it was... Is that a good name for a bar, by the way? Filthy McNasty's?
I used to
want in every town.
I think he's the bass player in Motorhead.
And... it was ladies' night.
Hey, man.
So we dragged as many girls as we could out. Ladies drank for free.
And get them to get you drinks.
Yes.
Oh, I used to bust people like you, too.
I'm sure you did.
Well, I'd catch them whores giving guys drinks. No, sir. We wouldn't put up
them
with that.
Them whores.
The hammer.
I used to be one of my favorite nights to work was because I could make $100 in tips, and it was all in quarters. I make $100 in quarters. Because toward the end of the night, you know, somebody come up, yeah, I want a double. They'd give me a dollar, and I'd just keep the 50 cents. Either that or I always kept water in front of my bar, like a little squirt of water, and I'd put that money, the 50 cents, in the water. And those drunk idiots, they were trying to get it out of the water, and they couldn't get it, and they'd just say, oh, I'll keep it.
Genius. Scam you had.
Oh, I had total scams, yeah. Had to make money. Had to make a living. Had to pay for my drug habit, man.
Oh.
Well, we have a very big show out here today, and we're going to get right to it. It's 3:33 here on The Ticket.